Chapter 10. The Undertaker. In Afghanistan, Jack and Donnie had made an early start, and by 4:30, they'd eaten breakfast and were on their way to Kabul International Airport. As usual, the airport was packed with locals and expats. Donnie had helped with the laborious security procedures by flashing various high-level ID badges, and by 6:30, he waved his old friend through the gate to departures. The business class lounge was marginally better than waiting in the main area, and, although busy, Jack managed to get a mug of tea and a suspect Danish. After checking for a signal on his smartphone, he hit the speed dial for home. On the side table, Nicole's phone beeped. She quickly shuffled across the big bed.
"Zakin?"
"Hi, darling. Did I wake you?"
"No. Are you okay?"
"I'm fine, Nikki. How are the girls?"
"We're all good. Nice to hear your voice. Where are you, Jack?"
"I'm leaving Kabul shortly. Got a flight to Istanbul and then on to Moscow this afternoon." Nicole sat up in bed.
"Moscow?"
"Yeah. What are you up to today, baby?" She looked at the clock. "I'm going into the office for an hour or two, then taking the girls to the village fete this afternoon."
"Sounds fun. Sorry I'm missing it."
"Don't worry, darling."
"Okay, baby. We'll call you from Moscow. I love you."
"Take care, Zakin. Love you." He heard the sound of a kiss and smiled. Jack's flight was over an hour late departing Afghanistan, but as he had a good 2 hours to wait in Istanbul, there would be no problem with his Aeroflot connection to Moscow. The business class cabin was full, and he was surprised Donnie's guy had even managed to get him a seat at such short notice. Jack found himself seated next to an attractive Russian 30-something, who was very keen to engage him in conversation from the moment he loaded his bag into the overhead locker. She introduced herself as Irina, and said she was a model. Jack was polite and charming, and, at any other time, would have enjoyed passing away the flight in the company of a nice-looking woman. But today, he had no desire to spend the next 2.5 hours chit-chatting. The initial conversation faded, along with her perfect smile, when he told her he was an undertaker. The plane landed ahead of schedule, into Domodedovo Airport, and, after a few pleasantries to the model, Jack made his way as fast as possible through immigration, customs, and the exit. The taxi rank was busy, but the queue moved quickly, and, just over an hour after leaving the airport, he walked into the elegant reception area of the Metropolitan Hotel. He handed his passport to the pretty receptionist along with a credit card.
"Good afternoon. Jack Castle, checking in? I've booked a suite."
The girl looked up from the computer.
"Yes, of course. Nice to have you back again, Mr. Castle."
The girl returned his documents, then waved to a smartly dressed bellboy who came forward to pick up Jack's bag.
"It's okay, son," said Jack. "I know the way. Thanks."
The sitting room looked out over the Moscow Canal and across the river to the Kremlin and St. Basil's. Standing by the window, he made a quick call to Nicole and then to his brother Matthew.
"Hello, Jack. You okay?"
"Hi, Matt. Yeah, fine. I'm in Moscow."
"How are things in Afghanistan? You didn't get caught up in the bombings?"
"We were close, but we got away without any problem."
"That's good. Anything else you can talk about now?"
"Yeah. The package we are auditing definitely left Kabul and went to southern Russia. I have some good intel and that's why I'm here."
"Okay, good. Do you need anything from me?"
"Not at the moment. I'll be in touch soon. Cheers, bro."
"Just a second, Jack. One more thing."
Jack frowned.
"What is it?"
"Two more members on your list that have resigned. One from Texas and one in Virginia."
The phone was silent.
"Jack?
You still there?" said Matthew.
"Yes, I'm here. Okay, Matt, but we need to move faster. I'll be in touch."
"You be careful, Jack. Bye for now."